Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, your daily dose of Stoic wisdom with a side of real talk. Ever feel like you're juggling a million things, but your relationships are taking a backseat? You know that feeling when stress starts to pile up and suddenly your patience wears thinner than cheap paper? Well, guess what? It's not just you. We're all living in this crazy world where connection can feel like a luxury, and our mental well-being depends on it more than ever. But here's the good news. Stoicism offers some powerful tools to build healthier relationships that actually nourish your mind and spirit. Today we're diving into building those rock-solid connections that are essential for our mental health. Think of it as a mini-course in relationship resilience, fueled by ancient wisdom and modern-day insights. Get ready to unlock the secrets to happier, more fulfilling relationships. You'll walk away with practical tips you can use right now to strengthen your bonds and boost your well-being. First things first. Understand that relationships are a two-way street. We often focus on what we want from others, but true connection requires us to be actively invested in their well-being too. It's not about constantly seeking validation or getting our needs met, it's about showing genuine care and empathy for the people in our lives. Stoicism teaches us to focus on our own actions and responses, rather than trying to control external circumstances or other people's behavior. When we approach relationships with this mindset, we create a space of trust and mutual respect. Second, practice active listening. Really hear what people are saying, not just waiting for your turn to speak. Pay attention to their body language, the tone of voice, the unspoken messages they're sending. It shows them that you value their thoughts and feelings, which builds a stronger connection. Third, cultivate forgiveness. We all make mistakes, both big and small. Holding onto grudges or resentment only poisons relationships. Stoicism encourages us to let go of anger and bitterness, recognizing that it ultimately harms ourselves more than anyone else. Forgiveness doesn't mean condoning hurtful behavior. It means choosing to release the negative emotions that hold us back from building healthy connections. Fourth, set boundaries with kindness. This might sound a little counterintuitive, but clear boundaries are essential for maintaining healthy relationships. They protect our time, energy, and emotional well-being. Remember, setting boundaries isn't about being selfish or uncaring. It's about taking care of ourselves so we can be the best versions of ourselves in our relationships. And finally, practice gratitude. Take a moment each day to appreciate the good things in your relationships, the laughter, the support, the shared experiences. Expressing gratitude strengthens bonds and reminds us of what truly matters. Think about that last time you felt truly connected with someone. Maybe it was a heartfelt conversation with a friend or a warm hug from a loved one. Remember how good that feeling made you feel? That's the power of healthy relationships. They nourish ourselves and make life richer and more meaningful. Imagine this. You're at a dinner party with friends, and someone starts to vent about their problems. Instead of immediately jumping in with solutions or offering your own opinions, you take a moment to truly listen. You ask clarifying questions, offer words of encouragement, and simply let them know that you're there for them. See, practicing active listening doesn't just make people feel heard, it actually strengthens the connection between you. They feel seen, understood, and supported, which ultimately leads to a more meaningful bond. Now, here's the takeaway. Stoicism isn't about becoming emotionless robots, it's about finding inner peace and clarity amidst the chaos of life. And healthy relationships are a key part of that journey. Remember these 5 tips. Focus on giving, not just taking. Practice active listening. Cultivate forgiveness. Set clear boundaries with kindness. And always express gratitude. So, go out there and build those strong, supportive connections that will enrich your life. Share this episode with a friend who could use some relationship wisdom. Leave a review if you found it helpful. And join me tomorrow for another dose of daily virtue. You've got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.